Okay, so good morning, everyone. So thanks for the introduction. Today I'm going to talk about, you know, how to use differential pair distribution function analysis or differential PDF to improve the understanding of phosphate and phytate adsorption and precipitation on peripheral surfaces. The second also of this presentation is my former postdoc, Xiaoming Wang, who primarily did all the work. So currently he's a faculty member at the Huazhong Agricultural University in China. Okay, so phosphate absorption and precipitation on mineral surfaces play a very important role, you know, as I think most people know, because it's soil science meeting. And they control the phosphorus availability in soils, you know, all kinds of soils, alkaline soils, acidic soils, and as well as affect environmental quality. Okay, so many previous studies have been touching this problem for decades because it's very important processes. And based on the previous studies, people have proposed that phosphate or organic phosphate like phytate, they form multiple surface complexes, such as bidentate binuclear, monodentate mononuclear, and as well as surface precipitates. So however, the identities of these multiple surface complexes and the surface precipitates have not been discovered yet. So partially due to the great challenges in collecting phosphorus exhaust spectrum. So we know that exhaust spectroscopy has been widely used and also very powerful technique to determine surface speciations of metals and metalloids. But however, it's very challenging to collect the phosphorus exhaust spectra and also like silicon, sulfur. So all this light oxide anions is a very hard study using exhaust spectroscopy. Differential PDF technique is a recently developed approach to determine surface speciations of ions on mineral surfaces. So let me give you a very brief introduction about what is PDF is. So pair distribution function is defined in real space as describing the probability of finding a pair of atoms at a given distance r in a compound. Okay, so for example, here you have PDF of ferrohydride. Okay, so the first peak is a result from the iron oxygen atomic pair in the structure. And the second and third peak result from the iron-iron pair in the structure. So you can have other peaks for other atomic pairs. So the peak position corresponds to the interatomic distance. For example, the phosphorus iron-oxygen peak position is about 2.0 angstrom is the bond distance between iron and oxygen. So experimentally, a PDF is obtained in a similar way to a powder diffraction experiment. So you just collect actual diffraction data, but you have to use synchrotron source or neutron source to collect a wide Q range. Okay? So the PDF is the Fourier transform of this kind of scattering data, total scattering data. You not only use the Bragg diffraction, but also use those diffuse diffraction. So it's called total scattering data. So the theory behind the differential PDF analysis is that the absorption of ions on mineral surfaces introduce additional atomic pairs involving the dissolved ions and the atoms on the surface. So based on these atomic pairs, you could get the interatomic distances between the dissolved ions and the surface atoms. And as we know from these distances, you can infer the type of the surface complexes. So for example, here shows that, it's kind of ferrohydride, you have some absorption of sulfate on it. Then you minus, the mineral without phosphate sulfate loading, then you can get the sulfate absorption just on the surface of the ferrohydride. So the objective of this study is to address a few questions that include what the structure of the surface complexes of both phosphate and phytate form on peripheral surfaces, and whether they form surface precipitates, and if they form a surface precipitate, what the mineral phases of these precipitates. And we also want to address whether the phosphate and the phytate absorption on ferrohydride promote or inhibit ferrohydride dissolutions. And how differently phosphate and phytate behave in the lab processes. So experiments is pretty straightforward. as other kind of absorption studies, studying absorption behavior. So we conduct the absorption isotherm experiments at various pH conditions. Then we have to air dry the solids. Okay, we separate the solids and air dry it. Then we characterize using differential PDF analysis at APS, as well as phosphorus and iron KH zinc spectroscopy. We want to use spectroscopy approaches to quantify the amount of the precipitated phosphorus or iron in absorption samples. This slide shows absorption isotherms. As you can see that with increasing phosphorus loading, the concentration, the absorption load increases, and with increasing pHs, absorption decreases. We also see that phytate has a much higher absorption capacity on ferrohydride than phosphate does. It's consistent with previous studies. Let's see the different PDFs for the phosphate system. So the top one is the PDF of amorphous iron phosphate, since that's synthesized in the lab, and you can, this is the PDF. Okay, it's not different PDF. For the other PDFs are the differential PDFs for the absorption samples. Okay. So the bottom one has the lowest loading. This one has the highest loading. So with increasing phosphate absorption loadings, you can see that there's a transition in terms of the profile of the differential PDFs. We can see that the differential PDFs becomes increasingly similar to the PDF amorphous iron phosphate. Okay. For example, like the iron, the second peak corresponds to iron oxygen in amorphous iron phosphate. So for the absorption sample prepared at the pH 8, 2 millimolar phosphorus, pretty low peak for iron oxygen. But with increasing loading, this peak grow big. Okay. And also we can see that for the phosphorus iron peak positions, it switched from 3.23 angstroms to 3.27 angstroms gradually with increasing loadings. So this trend is also observed at other distances. Okay, so this observation indicates that with increasing phosphate absorption loadings, the phosphorus fixation mechanism switches from surface complexation to surface precipitation, or just precipitation. We also found that the precipitate is amorphous iron phosphate. This slide shows the different PDFs for the phytate absorption system. We observed similar phenomena, you know, with increasing phosphate absorption loadings. We can see a transition from the surface complexation to surface precipitation. We can also determine the phosphorus ion distances at 3.16 angstroms. You know, the final precipitate is ion phytate. It's amorphous phase, but you don't have a crystalline phase for ion phytate. Okay, so let's see what's the structure of the surface complexes. So can we use the distances determined like from the phosphate and the phytate absorption system to infer the type of complexes? So we found that for the phosphate absorption complexes, the distance between phosphate and iron is 3.23 angstroms. For the phytate, it's 3.16 angstroms. So if you consider the size of the ions, and also the structure of the ion flux surfaces, then this corresponds to bidentate binuclear complexes for the both phosphorus species. Okay. So we also want to address that, you know, which phosphorus, phosphate or phytate, the precipitate more readily on ferrohydride surfaces. Okay. So we quantified the amount of phosphorus precipitated in absorption samples using phosphorus KH zinc linear combination fitting. Then we plot this percentage versus the phosphorus absorption loading. So the red one is for the iron phytate, the blue one is for the amorphous iron phosphate. You can see that at a given phosphorus absorption loadings, so you have more, you have higher percentage of phosphate precipitated as amorphous iron phosphate. So this means that the phosphate forms precipitates more readily than phytate. Okay, so whether the phytate and phosphate promote or inhibit phytosis dissolutions. So as we know that so many absorption ions, you know, could enhance the mineral dissolution, for example those organic like oxalate, citrate, etc. So how about phosphate and phytate? So for the phosphate, people have kind of like contrasting results. in terms of whether it's an inhibitor or promotes. So here we measure the dissolved ion concentrations in the solutions, and this is the initial phosphate loadings. So with increased initial phosphate loading, we can see that the phosphate absorption, like the concentration of ion, dissolved ion in the solution, like decreases. Okay. While for the phytate, we see for some pH conditions, you know, it always decreases, like at pH 3, but for like pH 7 conditions and pH 5 conditions, we see that with increasing initial phosphate loading, we see more dissolved ion in the solutions. Okay, so based on these results and these microscopic results, you may think that so phosphate inhibits dissolution of ion and phytate promotes dissolution of ion. This is what like previous studies concluded based on the microscopic experiments. So without knowledge of what I just showed, you know, about the formation precipitation, right? But you know, if you want to get this solution, you assume that all the released ion from dissolution prehydride stays in a soluble phase in the solution. But however, our result shows that so many of the ion were already precipitated, okay, as the ion phosphate or ion beta already. So you have to consider the total released ion from prehydride, not only the dissolved ion, you know, in the solution phase. So now we put another figure is that x-axis is still initial phosphate loading, but the y-axis is the total released ion. So in this case, okay, you can see that like with increased initial phosphate loading, so for the both absorption systems, you have more ion released from hydride dissolution. Okay. The release is not only the soluble ions in the solutions. We also see that for given pH conditions, the phytate result in more released ion like in solution compared to phosphate. So this tells us that both phosphate and phytate promote hydride dissolutions, but the phytate more strongly. Okay, so conclusions. So we found that, you know, with increasing phosphorus absorption loadings, the phosphorus fixation mechanism transits from surface complexation to precipitation. I think our study like confirms the formation of precipitate on these kind of minerals. Previous studies like using phosphorus zinc spectroscopy, they also see some fingerprint changes, okay, but they don't, you know, they cannot conclude that the formation of precipitates. So we confirm the formation of precipitates. We also like determine that the identities of the surface species for the surface complexes is bounded by nuclear complexes for both species. But for the amorphous for the precipitates, we found that they are amorphous ion phosphate or ion phytate. Okay. So in terms of the difference between the two phosphorus species, we found that phosphate precipitates more readily than phytate on hydrophobic surfaces. And this is consistent with what people have been thinking about it, okay, because phytate is more soluble than phosphate and has a higher complexing capability than phosphate. Okay, that's why, you know, phosphate precipitates more readily than phytate. And also due to these reasons, you know, phytate, okay, like promote dissolution much more strongly compared to phosphate. So at the end, I would acknowledge the funding agencies, Apache Experimental Stations for this work. I also would like to thank the Sinclair X resources for supporting the analysis of these samples. Thank you for your attention.